Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
There you go. All right, Amy Stoddard is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and that she is. And AB is now with Real Clear Politics. By the way, congratulations on that. That's a great company.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Yeah, known them for a long time. They're really great. And all right, AB, explain what happened here with this Mike Pence character. What just happened here? Why all of a sudden you have the Indianapolis Star Tribune coming out and saying, "Hey, he has suspended his campaign for re-election in Indiana. That must mean that he is the pick for Donald Trump." And he went with it. And then the Trump people, predictably, got a little sore at the notion that they're getting trumped on their own Trump
card
tomorrow. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised if it's somebody else that we're not talking about and that he head faked poor Mike Pence and everybody else, because Donald Trump is a showman, and he understands the element of surprise. And we've focused on these three guys around the clock for 5 days straight, and it's really stale. So poor Mike Pence needs to file for re-election by tomorrow. He's taken out ads to run in the state. He's got a campaign vigorously for re-election, and I think is hoping to be picked as Trump's running mate, but he needs to know by noon tomorrow. So it's interesting timing, because as far as we know, he has not received the phone call from Donald Trump saying that he's going to be the pick. So that's not a fun place to be in. And I think that the Trump campaign, we know there's been a difference of opinion about what is the right thing to do versus what is the Donald Trump thing to do, what's in Donald Trump's gut, what would unite the party on and on. I think Pence is like the great pick on paper, and he really provides the requisite experience and connections and relationships that would be required for a smoother governance if Donald Trump wins. But I don't know, when I think about Donald Trump saying, I have always gone with my gut my whole life and I'm going to go with my gut, I don't think Mike Pence is anywhere near his gut. So I'm just not going to be stunned if we find out tonight that it's somebody else.
It's interesting, because the Indy newspapers, including the Indianapolis Star, are basically confirming that Pence is dropping out of the governor's race, suspending it, is some very strong words they use today in their stories to say he's going to be the pick.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I think the Trump campaign officials reportedly have told RNC officials that Mike Pence is the pick, and it looks like he is.
You never know.
I'm not going to be surprised if there was a big diversion and it turned out that he's not the one. I don't know if he is, and then they were upset over a leak. I thought it was going to get leaked. I thought they were pretty much making it clear it was going to get leaked before Friday. Donald Trump had mentioned that he doesn't think a lot of people watch the news on Friday. So we expected it to be leaked today anyway. So I assumed they were leaking it. Mm-hmm. And by telling RNC officials that was the way to leak it. But
AB, can I stop for 1 second there?
Yeah.
If Donald Trump knows that people, which is true, that households using television goes down Friday, especially in the afternoon into the evening, then why is he doing it on a Friday? Why wouldn't he do it today? He's making up his own rules. He doesn't have to.
That's a good question. He actually said something yesterday about, well, people in my campaign, if they said it's going to be Friday, maybe he said the day before, don't know me much, because I know that people don't watch the news as much on Friday. So, you know, he has done this a few times in the campaign where he counters his own campaign. but I just find the whole thing strange, because while someone who knows the Trump campaign and Trump told me today, well, he thinks it's great because he's winning. You know, if we're talking about this around the clock, then that's great for him. At the same time, if you look at the sense of drama and surprise and suspense that this kind of thing builds anyway in every cycle, coming up to the convention, who could it be? You know, who's sneaking in and out of, you know, airports and stuff? I think that I just didn't expect him to sort of drag these choices out into the public domain, and so that by the time it was announced, we'd sort of already have, you know, gone over it and over it. So again, I just
any other ideas in your head?
Done it.
Any other names in your head, AB?
No, I don't think Flynn is out of the running. I think that, you know, you talk to people about the way he was on The Apprentice, and people would say, you know, this person is a disaster, and he would concur that, you know, they were going to get fired, and he'd fire someone else. And I'm not saying that that's a rational comparison, but he man with a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah. You know, I think it's Omarosa.
It is a good.
Manigault is going to be the VP pick. I think that's his answer.
I mean, it could be. Ivanka is not off my list.
I know.
That's all I can say.
I know. I don't think anybody. This whole thing is just so weird. And then there was this other weird story. I know that you have done some work for Fox over the years. But I found this even a little strange. And Sean Hannity, I've known forever and ever and ever and ever, and he's a friend. But I got to say, I think it's very strange that the story, if it is in fact true, that Sean Hannity flew Newt Gingrich on his private jet to the meeting with Trump. That seems a little weird to me.
This is the weird thing about several factors have led to what's gone on in the last couple of days, which is interesting. CNN breaks a story on, I believe, Tuesday, saying that Newt Gingrich's contract has been temporarily suspended from his with Fox,
right,
because he's so much in the running for VP, which I thought was sort of a looked like it was something that was beneficial to Newt. Mm-hmm. It could be returned the following week to regular contract status, but it was a way to sort of say, look, he's really viable. He's definitely on the short list. And attract attention away from Mike Pence, who they had leaked over the weekend, had a 95% chance of becoming the pick. So I thought maybe that was like friends of Newt's at Fox, sort of, you know, just a way to make it seem like, hey, he's really, he's got the mo, and he's mm-hmm. going to get picked, or he's one of two. And then the what happened was he was in Indianapolis. He had Trump. He had plane trouble. And so he stayed there. And then the way that I understand it, his family went out there because they're pushing for Pence. And then, but he wanted Gingrich and Sessions to come out. So they all flew out to Indianapolis. And I guess Hannity helped him with a quick plane ride. And that's, you know, the circumstances around that and the questions around that are for other people to answer. But but I think it was a last minute thing where, you know, Newt wants to be, and I think Newt, if he's not picked, wants to be, you know, something big. Chief of staff, in the running, super relevant.
Yeah.
Makes
super
sense.
You know, statesman. And so he had to rush to his side when he was asked. And that ended up being on Hannity's plane, which is very strange. But I think that it was definitely because Trump got marooned in Indianapolis, and everyone who wants to advise him and steer him a certain way ran over there as fast as possible.
Because Trump,
some people don't want Christie, some people don't want Gingrich. You know, there's a lot going on.
Just because Trump's plane goes down, I mean, he can't. I know he won't fly commercial. I mean, God forbid he should fly commercial, but he doesn't have a marquee card. He can't, you know, call up somebody and have somebody else pick him up. I mean, he could call Carl Icahn and have Icahn send his plane.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And of course, I wonder, where did he sleep? Because he doesn't sleep in, you know, hotels.
He
or
did.
People's
he spent.
Homes or,
he did spend the night at a hotel. There, we're told,
and which is interesting. And then, like, what do you think at the last minute? And then, why is he having an event tomorrow, not at Trump Tower, but at another property that he doesn't own?
Oh, there's a reason.
What's the reason?
He cannot. They are done. They have. There's a contract when they have a lease agreement. They have an agreement with the city of New York.
Like permits they have to get, right?
Right, and they cannot. They have already maximized the number of times that they can use
political events at Trump Tower anymore.
The lobby mm-hmm. for this kind of an event,
private use, rather than public.
Okay,
and so they've already done it. I was just in that building over the weekend, and it was funny. I was riding up and down the gold escalator, pretending I was Melania. I was like,
were you wearing a white dress?
It was just very odd. Oh, I was doing it to look at the camera angles because I'm looking at it. It's much tighter than it appears on television there. And so, you know, you're like, why are they doing it like this? It's very weird. Well, AB, thank you so much for spending time with us. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, AB Stoddard from Real Clear Politics. That's a Chicago-based company, by the way, Real Clear Politics.
Awesome.